Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.
This Monday mailbag email, I've been giggling this afternoon. I haven't giggled in about a week either, and I've been giggling since I saw what we are talking about today.
Sal ons ingaan.
Read it, Mackenzie. Ek kan nie eers nie.
Hi, Robin Roz.
Hi.
My husband and I have been trying to have kids for a while. Nothing has worked. We started speaking about surrogacy, and he suggested we use his ex-wife. They are still on really good terms, and also she has carried two of his kids before. This is totally insane, right? Please help. Love the show, Vanessa.
Yes. Yes, Vanessa, it is. Yeah, you heard that right. We'll dig into the details in a second. Surrogacy, that's a thing that happens in South Africa? Is
ja,
it?
Ja, dit is.
Ek is het, het a ding?
Ja, ek het twee paartjies wat ek ken wat pelle van my van ons is, wat die surrogaatskap route gegaan het.
Really?
Ja, die een paar het een kind en die ander paar keer te tweeling.
The reason I ask is because, I mean, I've never heard of or know anyone who has even thought about this.
Yes.
Never mind actually gone ahead and done it.
Mm.
So Vanessa says she and this new man, she and her husband, want to have a kid.
Yeah.
They're obviously having a hard time. They're considering surrogacy, and his suggestion was his ex-wife, who he already has two kids with.
Yes.
That, oh, well, you know, she's done it before. She's the mother to other of my children. Why yeah. doesn't she just carry this one for us? Is what?
You know what? I understand that they really, really want to have a kid of their own.
Mm.
Maar vir my, net van 'n persoonlike standpunt.
Ja.
Ek weet nie of ek daai roete sou gaan nie. I think I would rather do the long yards and go through, try and match up with someone that is right for our family and our needs in terms of surrogacy.
Ja.
But not my husband's ex-wife.
I mean, I get it. It's the easy option. There's the connection there. I mean, she said they still get on well, so maybe it wasn't a vicious, nasty divorce. Maybe they just went their separate ways, and they're still chummies. I understand how it's much easier. Otherwise, what are you, take an ad out in Facebook Marketplace?
Nee, man.
Ek weet nie werk het nie.
Daar's agentskappe, maar my punt is, 'n swangerskap is so 'n persoonlike ding. I think if the person is too close,
yeah.
it's just, and for all, iemand wat reeds met my man getroud was, nee, ek dink ek sou nie. I'm going to say, Vanessa, I wouldn't go with the ex-wife. I would not.
Shanae says, no, that kite would not fly. Surrogacy through the ex, that is very, very questionable.
Yeah, and also like pregnancy is such a personal, it's such a personal journey for you and your partner.
Yeah.
So now, I must go through that as like the third wheel for, to my husband and his ex-wife that are having my kid. Nia,
It is kind of cool though. Hear me out.
Oh.
For the kids, for them to be like, because now there's a stepbrother or sister coming, right? For the two that are already there for dad. So dad's got two. So now there's a third one coming.
Yes.
At least you can be like, yeah, you guys, you know, you've got the same mom, but your mom also carried you, but this is your real mom. It doesn't it like tie together? You
no,
know what
Rob,
I mean?
It's messy.
It is messy.
It's messy. Melissa sê, kyk, as ek elke tweede naweek die kind vat, laat sy nou maar die baba dra. Grap net, daar is niks kans nie. Niks. Nou wees.
It sounds like only the suggestion he could have made, to be honest.
But maybe he's so desperate to have a kid with his current wife that this is now the easiest solution in his mind. Mark, I think he's thinking of the logistics and stuff. I don't think he's thinking of the emotions
that
Vanessa
so.
Is going to have to go through.
I don't think so either. 0848500942. That is today's question. Vanessa Ooh. Wants to know, surrogacy with my husband's ex-wife, yay or nay? What a question.
Yes.
Listen, there is lots that I can do. I'm solving this issue for Vanessa. I don't know.
Yes. So if you just tuned in, Vanessa sent us an email, drive@jacarandafm.com, about the fact that her husband and her really want to have babies. Unfortunately, it hasn't worked out for them. He has suggested that they use his ex-wife, with whom they are on quite good terms, to be their surrogate.
So he's got kids. With wife one.
Yes.
And now him and wife two want a kid. And they're going, oh, well, wife one can carry it. She carried the others.
I love how you're calling them wife one and wife two.
I'm just trying to, you know.
Louisa says, no, 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 can do. Go the long way. Shortcut? Nay, nay, nay. There are too many complications. Love your show, Louisa. Thanks, Louisa, for listening and coming through with reasonable advice. Because Rob's kind of into this. I am not. As someone who has been pregnant twice.
Hold on. You're misrepresenting me here a little. I don't know if I'm into it. I'm saying I can see an argument where one day the kids who are step-siblings will have this nice thing that ties them together in the, like, my mom who provided the egg was carried by my other mom who is the mom of my brother and sister. Like, I can understand how, as siblings, that's a cool, interesting dynamic that ties you together. For the parents and for the drama and for your relationship health, weet ek nie of het 'n goeie plan is
nie. Nee, you know what? Because imagine now, like, all of those things that even if you do, if you have got a surrogate with someone that maybe you got through an agency of wat ook al, al daai eerstes, die eerste skoppie wat jy voel, of die scans, of die alles, is he going to be holding her hand in those appointments? Or is he going to be holding Vanessa's hand? That's my thing. Like, it's such a personal journey, you know, that it's almost easier to share it with someone you don't know.
I just want to know which side of the curtain he'll be standing when they give birth.
You see now.
You see.
You see now.
Joe.
Hallo julle. Kyk, ek wil nou nie vir julle lieg nie, maar ek en my ex-man en sy nuwe vrou kom ook nog steeds baie goed oor die weg en ons het ook oor en weer gekuier. Maar not in so te colorful word, sal ek 'n surrogaatmaal vir hulle speel nie. That is a no-no. Definite no. Ek sal hulle ook nie eens vra om vir my surrogaat te speel nie.
Ja.
Nee.
I won't lie. She had me going there in the first half.
Yes,
she
absolutely.
Had me going. I thought absolutely. That was going somewhere else.
So Al sent a message. Absolutely not. Tell wife two to put her tickies on and run. The fact that he suggested it is questionable. And then Joanne's scary hakir. So I say, okay, we call each other sisters from another mistress.
Come on,
not from another mistress, Nia.
Hi, Robin Ross. A prequel that I think most people enjoy because it is technically...
Oh, that's not the right messages at all. Sorry, Blumi, I was looking for.
In your dreams, no ways. My husband's ex carried his child. And he might as well just stay with her. And I'd rather stay childless. No, thank you.
No, thank you. That's the consensus.
Blomi's like, a kid's not that important to me. No, no, no.
No, no, no. It is. It's ridiculous, right? Vanessa shouldn't do this. She shouldn't agree to this. I can see how he's come to the conclusion as well. It's such an obvious dude solution.
Yes.
It's such a, you know, here's the easiest way to do it. Because otherwise... I'm genuinely asking here, what's the process? Are there agencies? Do you apply to someone? Is there a national surrogacy center? You write them an email? Uwerk? It's because I was joking about putting an ad on Facebook Marketplace, but I'm sure it doesn't work like that.
Maar daar is, daar's agentskappe, want dit is nou iets wat in Suid-Afrika meer en meer gedoen word. Daar's agentskappe, daar's allerhande toetse wat mense moet deurgaan, psychological tests, whether you are physically capable of having this baby. It is a long road. So now you also bring me now to Vanessa's husband's side of the thing. Like, okay, cool. We must now know she doesn't need tests or anything. She's ready to go.
But then would you be able to use, like, let's say your sister to do surrogacy?
There have been cases, and overseas there's even been one or two where someone's mom's carried their baby for them.
Well, so you see, I mean, you can create any situation you want. It's fine. But the ex... where there are kids already, 0848500942. We reckon Vanessa should run for the hills. What do you think?
It's Don't Dream It's Over from Crowded House on the Drive with Robin Rose. It's in fact going to be a crowded house there by Vanessa if her husband's ex-wife carries their baby by a surrogacy.
Her husband's obviously dreaming something's not over.
Up.
What a perfect song
How
to slot
up
all of this nonsense in. Vanessa's married to a man who has two kids from a previous marriage, and now they want a child, and Vanessa can't carry one. So his suggestion was, maybe my ex-wife should be our surrogates. And the WhatsApp line has, let's call them feelings about this.
Hi guys, Vanessa should definitely run for the hills, like now, not tomorrow, not later, now. That's messed up.
Run for the hills now.
It'll be interesting to know if wife one even knows about any of this yet. We should be asking her, not the public.
Yeah, I agree.
Kelly sends us an interesting message. I love your show, and I just want to say, coming from a child that was a product of surrogacy, this is not a good idea, especially for the child when they get older.
Somebody else also said in the messages that, you know, surrogacy, you have a complicated relationship with both parents. So,
yeah.
Absolutely not.
Hi, Robin Rose. For me, it's a business transaction. Whether it's his ex-wife, an unknown, it all remains the same. It's a business transaction.
Yvette reckons she could separate one from the other. Jolene from Edenvale is on the line. Hi, friend. How are you?
Hi, Rob. Good, and yourself?
Good, thank you. You've a bit more familiar with the business transaction nature of this thing?
Yeah, I've been a surrogate for friends of mine. So, been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
What was the experience like? And do you think that someone who's as close to a couple as an ex-wife of the current husband in the couple is a good idea?
That's where it's a bit blurry, because it's difficult to say what kind of relationship they have. Because they're friends of mine, I found it easier to do it for people where I would have a relationship with the kids and see them grow up. I won't be able to just have the kids and give them up to someone and not know what they are.
Yeah.
But the important thing to remember is it's not wife number one's baby. It's wife number two and her
exactly.
husband's
yes.
baby.
Yes, exactly.
She's just carrying it for them.
Yeah.
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 There have been a lot of WhatsApps coming through about, are they going to do it the old-fashioned way? No,
yes.
It'll be Vanessa's egg. And it'll be the husband's baby.
Yeah, I've had a lot of questions like that. So
yes.
That's the first thing everybody needs to know.
Oh,
there's
no.
There's nothing around going on.
Listen, Jolene, if your ex came up to you and said, listen, would you surrogate for me? I mean, what's your reaction going to be?
Well, we have a good relationship, but luckily I know that won't happen. Luckily, at this point in time, I can't anymore, so it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm just like, it's the audacity for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Kort paaie. Vanessa Simon wil een kort pad gaan.
Yeah, I'm involved. All right, Jolene, thank you for the call.
Well, there's nothing short about the ride of doing surrogacy.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a nine-month ride you're signing up for.
No, crazy. Thank you so much for listening, Jolene, and getting in touch. Such a nice input and great insights from your side.
0848500942. We're trying to help Vanessa out this afternoon. So far, the consensus is Vanessa should run far, far away.